Hello, I'm your host Christine, and welcome to 우명 Cast, where you can listen to great teacher 우명's words of wisdom. Today's story is called Life is a Moment of 0.00001 Seconds. Our life is finite. The average lifespan of human is 70 to 80 years. Some people will have an even shorter life as a result of deadly accidents or illnesses. When we are young, it doesn't seem that life is so short, and we don't realize that life passes by in the blink of an eye. But you soon get to your 40s, 50s, 60s, and etc. Man only has one chance in the world, and then he leaves as quickly as he came into the world. That thing called life is too short. That's why many are very curious about this thing called life. Why were we born? Why do humans live? And where do we go after we die? Mankind has been researching since we can remember and putting a lot of effort into finding the solution, for example, through philosophy or religion. As it implies, this is the most important matter in one's life. Humans are born, go to school, grow up and graduate. They then go into society and earn money. They also marry and have children. They become middle-aged and then old, and they eventually leave the world. This would sum up most everyone's life. Let's think about it from the viewpoint of the universe. The Earth we live on is like the stars we see in the universe. There are countless planets, like the Earth in the universe, and to compare a human being to the Earth is billions of times bigger than a human. Human beings who live on this enormous planet are also insignificant beings, and when compared to the Earth, are tinier than ants. The lifespan of the Earth would be at least a billion years. Humans' lifespan is even shorter than 100 years. Moreover, if we compare our life to the everlasting life of the universe, we just live for a moment lasting 0.00001 seconds. Thinking in this way, our life is really futile. We were not born or live our life by our own will. We compulsorily live for a determined lifespan and die. Life is like a roller coaster, so good things happen, but from time to time, some crisis comes along. No one can foresee even the nearest future. You might be joyful at the moment, but one day, everyone will become a gray-haired old man or woman, and that last day on Earth will inevitably arrive. The wisest person in the world is the one who knows to prepare for what will happen. It is not important whether you are young and better off right now. Once we were born as a human being, we must find the answer, a definite answer, to why we live and where we go after we die. If we live aware of it, how comforting and good it is to live. Literally, time flies like an arrow, and our life is a mere 0.00001 seconds. It is surely important to accomplish many things within this time, but the most important is to find our true self that lives forever while living. Then, if we become that true self, we live as we are forever, even after this body vanishes. Shouldn't we meet the method to achieve it and live like it? It seems that this task must be done while living. Fortunately, the time has come when anyone can become the true self. What is everlasting in the world is the universe. This universe is not the material universe with the stars, moon, earth, and sun we think of. It is the universe before the material universe, which is never dying, the infinite emptiness. This existence is the non-material, eternally living existence composed of soul and spirit, in other words, light and energy. This is actually our true self and also our true mind. Through meditation, we can throw away our false mind and become one with the mind of this existence. If we are born again as the soul of the never-dying true self, this soul of the true self lives forever, as it is, even though the body vanishes one day. The generation when you can achieve this has already come. The teacher who teaches righteously to help people to become this existence in the world also exists too. Everyone is born in the world once, but if you just live a short life of 100 years, or relatively 0.00001 seconds, and leave, there is no meaning at all, right? The answer is not far away. I hope you meet this right method soon so that we can all live happily forever as the true self. To conclude, let me introduce a writing of teacher Umyang, a real teacher of this generation who has been devoting his entire life to wish everyone in the world could be enlightened to the truth and live happily forever since he became the truth. This is called All People End Up Dying. Everyone who does not become truth while living will end up dying. Many people wonder what will happen after they die, but man does not have the answer or solution to this question. While people of each religion all believe that they will go to heaven after death, they end up dying and are not able to live because they live inside the mind worlds that they themselves have made. This is because the human mind world is a picture world copied from the real world, a world where one lives having put what is the world inside him. A person living in his mind does not exist, as he is false. Just as one self recorded and seen on a videotape is an image and not real, man is dead because he is not born in the world and he does not have the soul and spirit of truth. He is dead because his soul has not been resurrected. In the mind world that the false self, the delusion, has drawn or made, because of its attachments, it thinks that it is the delusion, the shadow of the fleshly human body that lives. Even in a video, people eat and talk, but what happens in the video is not real. Only what is born in the world is real, but because man lives inside a video that has recorded the world, he is false. He who is alive has the mind of the world, but he whose true soul is not born inside his mind ends up dying forever because he does not have a true soul. Changing the human mind that is pictures to God's mind is repentance and true penitence. Man is not real, so when a person who has not become real and is not born in the real land dies, he ends up dying forever. But for one who has, he will remain alive because his soul and spirit is born. Only he who throws away his false self completely, goes to the real land, and is reborn in that land, will live. Everybody else will die. From Teacher Umyang's book, Stop Living in This Land, Go to the Everlasting World of Happiness, Live There Forever. We hope you enjoyed today's insightful poem by great teacher Umyang. Thank you for listening and please join us next time on Umyang Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher Umyang's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This Umyang Cast is sponsored by Mom USA. If you would like to learn more about great teacher Umyang, please visit umyang.org.